USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the federal government into December is expected to go up for a vote in the House today. The government runs out of money at the end of the month, which is fueling fears of a shutdown. Democrat Senator John Tester from Montana says we should not have to go through this same song and dance every September.
We go through this dance all the time, and it's a dance that's very, very dangerous. And in the end, everybody I've served with understands that this could be catastrophic if we don't pass it.
State troopers in Texas are getting a pat on the back from Governor Greg Abbott. He's praising them for erecting a temporary barrier to keep people from crossing the Mexican border. DPS and the Texas National Guard reportedly lined an area near Del Rio with vehicles. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Business leaders are coming together to urge Congress to take action on child care. A new letter calling on lawmakers to increase and sustain investments made in that area. They want providers to receive direct grants in addition to the Child Independent Care Tax Credit becoming permanent. Among those who put their names on the letter include leaders of Parks, Hotels, and Resorts, Cargill, Albertsons, and REMAX. Canadian voters give the thumbs up to their current prime minister.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Lasorda, the widow of Baseball Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda, died at the age of 91. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The U.S. southern border is still seeing a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers trying to get into the country. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warns of the consequences of allowing all those illegal immigrants into the country on Fox Business.
The cartels will have much more infrastructure built into this country. That will be something I think we'll see over the coming years, because they're going to have connections to these people that they're sending around because they brought them in. Some of them are beholden to the cartel, so you're going to see a lot more of that. You're going to see more importation of fentanyl and more people dying from that. You're going to see more human trafficking.
With the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, Republicans are asking the U.S. government to recognize them as a terrorist organization. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox and Friends, nothing good will come out of trying to deal with the Taliban.
There'll be an effort to normalize relationships with the Taliban. That will be a disaster. Any money you pay them doesn't go to the people of Afghanistan. It goes to them. And they will give safe haven to Al-Qaeda because they bleed the same. They have a common purpose.
DraftKings is reportedly making a $20 billion bid to buy UK online sports betting company Entain. CNBC citing sources familiar with the matter as saying the offer is largely in shares of Boston-based DraftKings stock along with cash. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.